Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone, and it's another edition of the Yehuda Project. I am so excited to have you all on the show. I see my co-host on the show. I see Mahalia and I see Adonai. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to play a song. I can't decide which one I want to play because I want to play my favorite song, but you know, it's about white boys, and I don't want no drama, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway because this is my jam right here, y'all. Here we go. I hope you like it. Shalom, shalom. Don't hate me. Again, another time, another day. It's another edition of the Yehuda Project, and I already opened up the mic to my co-host, Sister Mahalia. Are you there? Maybe she has her phone on mute. Area code 661-748. I guess that's Mahalia. We opened up the mic to you. If not, we apologize. Brother Adonia, are you there?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. You sound a little sleepy. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm here. You know, my system is acting up a little bit today, but other than that, we are here, and we're going to do the best we can with what we have to work with.
I'm here in the house as well.
Oh, shalom, Sister Mahalia from Israel. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Anybody have anything they want to talk about before I get started? Go ahead. You have the floor.
No, I'm all ears.
I'm waiting for the topic.
Johnny, what about you?
I'm waiting on the topic of the day.
All right. Well, I have some good news. I just want to share with everyone. I checked on the stats of our show, and we are at the 30,000 mark for our stats. We have had from October until now, we've had 6,000 people archive our show. 6,000 people are part of the Yehuda Project. I think it is beautiful, the Nation of Yehuda. I think it is just a beautiful thing. We've only had the show for a year, and in a year, we're almost at 30,000 listeners. That's powerful.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
That's powerful. And the reason why I'm doing this today is because I have a different topic. I have a couple of topics that I want to address today, but one of the topics that I want to address is Brother Donny and I were talking earlier today, and we were talking about our image and the image that we have as Hebrew Israelites. And our image right now is not very good, and we're doing everything in our power at the Nation of Yehuda to bring our image up. But I want you know, it's getting to the point where we're going to have to really have a sit down with the street corner preachers and some of the ones who have been in it a long time, so that they can possibly mentor the younger people that are getting into it, because some of their behavior is borderlining on criminal. And you know, with all of the work that we're doing, with all of the things that we're doing in the communities and trying to build our nation and bring positive image to our nation, because we're supposed to be working out of righteousness. You know, when you get young people and some old people who have a retaliation mentality, you know, they feel like, yes, it's time for retaliation. God's finally about to vindicate us. Yeah, get them, y'all. You know, when you have that kind of mentality, you know, it spills out over onto all of us. You know, we want to reiterate something today and let everyone know we are quite well aware of the word and what the word says. We believe in the word, and we believe everything that it says, and it has not failed yet. So whatever punishment the nations will receive, they're going to receive them. That's something that nobody can stop. They know they have a date with Yah. They know they're going to meet Yah when the time comes, and they are preparing to fight against him. So they know what their destiny is and where they're supposed to meet. The problem comes in as we begin to recruit people, and as we begin, I won't even say recruit people, as we begin to be a catalyst for people who Yah awakens it makes it very unattractive when you can look on YouTube or you can go on different television programs or even walk down the street, and it's more negative speaking Hebrewism like than it is positive, and people really are shying away from it. Some people have even gone back to the church because of the behavior and the way that people carry themselves that we're supposed to have the truth. So I think that that's one of the topics that I wanted to talk about. Brother Donia, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yes, I'd like to say that, the Almighty has made a decree that shall not be transgressed, and that's a way that the earth and everything that he had put in place is supposed to react. And and certain things is going to happen any way, regardless, but we have a responsibility in our own self to do certain things to keep our image clean. We are people of righteousness, and that's where we're supposed to act. We're supposed to act in righteousness. Now, true that, a few of us have gone off the beaten path, you understand, so to speak. And so they have to be brought back into the understanding of the Almighty and what he's expected, what he expects us to do. We have to act in righteousness. We cannot act any other way, or we're going to be labeled as a cult or militants. You understand? And we, as militants, man, we don't have nothing that's going to counteract what these people got set up for us. You understand? Our only salvation is in the Almighty and in righteousness. And so that's where we got to be acting. We got to act as though we, we have to omit all of those other things, you understand, and act in righteousness. Now, we can't do any kind of retaliations or anything like that, but we can protect our own. We have to protect our own. We have to set up things that's going to protect our own. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mahamad, do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I think that it's an incumbent on us to do these things, Yaina, because as someone that has come from the midst of a community that I now refer to as a cult, you have to be very, very careful in how you present yourself. And we all know that there are those that are giving the Hebrew Israelites a bad image. However, having said that, we have to also know and understand that, at these particular times, and we have lived till the end of the earth, so to speak, no matter how forthright you are in your attempts to, shed the light and to teach and to do all of these other kinds of things, it's been prophesied that there's only going to be a remnant. So with us, as people of color, it almost seems as though, even when we put our best foot forward, people are still going to try to stereotype you, categorize you, and affiliate you with the, the more negative sorts of Hebrews. So we have to strive to present ourselves in the proper way. And one of the main things that we have to do is, as Hebrew Israelite organizations, groups, what have you, we have to do something that the blacks in America are not really doing. If you're going to join a group, I don't care what group it is, you have to hold the leadership accountable. We have too many instances where we have these leaders, and the leaders get up there, and before you know it, they're doing their own thing, and they almost like worshiping the leaders. So, having come from a cult-like atmosphere, I can say that it is our duty to present ourselves in the most professional ways possible and understand, just like you've said so many times, that there's so many people, and this is more of a gathering, that we are doing now. It's not a blanket indictment against other races or anything like that, you know, but you can't talk about the chosen people without talking about the cursed people too. So again, I would just like to say that, you know, in whatever organizations that we affiliate ourselves with, we have to hold our leaders accountable. Because when we don't hold our leaders accountable, then that is when the problems arise. So I think it's good that with the idea that maybe it's time to sit down and to address some of these issues with all of these. I mean, when you talk about some of these street Hebrews, this just absolutely ridiculous the way they are accosting the sisters and some of the things that they're saying. You know, it almost makes you feel like they're out-and-out agents that are out there just trying to provoke hatred and spew division, even amongst mm-hmm. the Hebrews themselves. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's the task is a great task, you know, but we have to do it honorably. And I think that, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to always do your own research, you know, and always guard your mind. Look at your leaders. Ask questions. Don't just be the kind of person that's going to just sit down and just listen to whatever you hear and don't do your research, you know, and pray. We have to pray for those here in Israel, and we have to pray for those that are seeking to come home because, you know, we can talk a good talk, but can we walk the walk? Are you really, you know, is your heart really here, you know, with the God of Israel? So, yes, Yaina, my sister, these are all pertinent things that we need to be addressing, and I'm just happy to be amongst those that I can feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. And you know, it brings me back to
I was watching a program this week about Marcus Garvey, and it talked about how Marcus Garvey's plan was to take everyone back to Africa. And it talked about his first wife, and then it talked about he left and came to America, and I think he married another woman on top of that. But the thing that struck me was when he began to power to the point where the people were listening and how they used to parade down the streets in their uniforms and the women were, that he gave hope and pride back to the black people. The government, J. Edgar Hoover enlisted a black man. They said this was the first time in history that the government enlisted a black man into the FBI or the CIA or whatever organization was working with him. And they gave him a digit, and he was called number 800. And his job was to go infiltrate into the Garvey establishment and report back to them what was going on, but to also cause division among the people who were organized. And this black man would do exactly what he would do exactly that. He would come in. Matter of fact, he made it up into the higher ranks. He was not like maybe the third person next to Garvey in charge. And he reported everything back to J. Edgar Hoover as to what was going on and what they were doing, and he caused division between the people. So, you know, you listen to these young people, and some older people, I mean, some of the older guys that are out there on the street corner, you know, and the way their approach, you know, there's a way to say everything. I mean, I'm not saying that the word is not to be preached. I'm not saying that it's not to be reiterated. I am not even saying that judgment is not coming on the other nations, because the scriptures say that they are. But they're tightening down on individual groups that consider themselves to be separatists or specialty groups or groups that focus on religious ethics or don't believe in gay marriage or believe in end-time prophecies and definitely groups like us. We've been on the list a long time. The Megiddo Project put us on the list as domestic terrorists a long time ago because they said in the Garvey program that anything that threatened the establishment, the Republic of America, you were considered to be a terrorist back then. So the reason why I'm saying all this is that in the United States, because I know you're in Israel, but in the United States, now it's come the gathering. The gathering is here. People are starting to wake up. But the reason why I put this together is I'm going to try to play this clip because I want you to hear the news people reported this in Michigan on the news. And I want you to hear what happened, if it'll play for me. Let me see if it'll play for me. Here we go.
A death and rape threats caught on camera at a community Gay Day celebration. It happened when participants and protesters outside the event in Grand Rapids Saturday clashed. Someone recorded their interaction and put it on YouTube. We should warn you that we have edited some words out, but the language in the story you're about to see is still very offensive. News Channel 3's Shereen Tanker will be joining us live in Grand Rapids tonight with more. Shereen.
Good evening, Andy. The young woman who recorded and posted the video to YouTube tells me she was within earshot of that fence when she heard one of the protesters tell her he was going to rape her. She said she just couldn't ignore that. Now, we talked with her over the phone. She was too worried about her own well-being to talk on camera. Talking about it. Excuse me? We're told these words came from the Black Hebrew Israelites. Many classify them as a hate group.
Human beings should not talk to each other that way ever.
Aaron Wilson was celebrating Gay Day at Cherry Street Park Sunday when things got ugly.
The music ended, the event ended, and suddenly there was enough quiet for the awful things that they were saying to be heard.
Their houses should be sprinkled and their lives ravished. What does ravish mean? They're going to call wet though. I'm going to have fun doing that. You don't like this.
I don't know that I would have been able to stand there and not react to that kind of provocation.
The woman whose voice you hear tells me she called 911, but the officer who responded told her there was nothing he could do. That's when she posted this video online. They even cite from the Bible, claiming it backs them up.
That crossed the line. That's like, you know, yelling fire in a theater. There are things that free speech cannot protect because it puts people in harm's way.
As for the woman from the video, it got worse. She said when her boyfriend got there, the men recited his license plate number and said they were going to find and kill him and rape her. Now, the Grand Rapids Police Department does have an active investigation into this case. Now, the woman in the video also tells me she's glad that people are seeing this video and discussing it. Live in Grand Rapids, Shereen Tagarobi, News Channel 3, live at 10 on the CW7.
All right, y'all, that's it. Now what? What do you say?
Well, I think that's horrible. They shouldn't be doing that. That's not godly at all, period. You understand? And whoever did that, man, is going, you know, see, those type of things, I mean, no matter if you feel that in your heart, that's not something that you would want to practice as a Hebrew Israelite. You understand? And on top of that, man, it just makes everybody that proclaims to be a Hebrew Israelite look so bad in the eyes of the other peoples and in the eyes of the Almighty. Because that's not godly. You understand? And I'm totally against all of that, that kind of stuff. I've never reached that point where you be out on the streets, you understand, and talking loud, and it's just it's not a good thing to do, you understand? It makes us look so bad. We have to try to start doing something in the name of the Almighty that's going to uplift his name, not bring his name down. I'm really appalled by that.
Absolutely. And that is why we have this topic today, because I did contact the news station. I did talk to someone at the news desk. I introduced myself. I told him about the Nation of Yehuda. And I told him that we would like to issue a formal apology, but we would like to be able to be interviewed over the phone
and issue a formal apology to the young lady and to whomever else was in the park at the time, because we do not conduct ourselves that way. We do not, because, you know, they labeled everybody the black Hebrew Israelite. And it's time to clean up the image. It is time for our older men to our younger men that have a Bible under their arm, that is out there in the street, that are making those kinds of threats. It's not time to, they don't really realize, Brother Adoni, how close we are to civil unrest. They are planted right into the hands of the powers that be, because once they let the hammer down and this stuff goes up, because it's about to erupt, all of those people that are labeled under those titles will be issued up and rushed up into the concentration camp, because you're going to be considered a threat. Your behavior is borderlining on criminal. You are not, we do not, let me repeat ourselves, we do not threaten people. We do not threaten to rape people. This is something that we cannot, even you might understand that prophecy to be one way, but we do not do it. It is legal for you to threaten anyone. And this
that
is why
correct.
We did this.
You know, like I said, I am totally appalled at the actions of some of our brothers and sisters. And I know that they probably didn't mean what they were saying out their mouth. I hope that they didn't, because that's not godly, you understand, at all. That does not represent the true and living Almighty. That does not represent him at all. Those type of words and those type of, that kind of attitude is not godly, you understand. And I'm appalled with that, man, you know, because, see, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and I want to represent the Almighty in a better light. I want to be seen in a better light. This is, you know, one thing that we have to do, and that we're trying to do here is set up this think tank, man, so that we can come up with a solution that's going to give us a better name, you understand? You know, this right here is you know, we're falling apart at the seams. Woo. This is just sad, man. I'm telling you. Whew. How could they do something like that? You know, I know he wanted to sew his mouth up.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and the fact that they taped it on television, the girls put it on YouTube, and they actually played it on the nightly news, and it went all through Michigan. I mean, you don't know how many people have called me from different places, from Columbus, Ohio, to Atlanta, Georgia, to Brooklyn, New York, to Chicago, to say, you know, I would have changed a long time ago, but it is the people that we run into up close and personal, the guys that are on the street corner that are preaching, that's a turnoff. They're turning everybody off from even wanting to hear it because of their mannerism and their approach. And we have got to start to come against all of this stuff every time it happens. It's an opportunity for us to step in and do some damage control and let them know that we are here and that we are doing positive things. We are not associated with negativity in any kind of way. But these are the things that we're going to get stopped before we get started good. And it's a sad case, because the knowledge of who we are is spreading all over now. People are waking up. Pastors are waking up. Bishops are waking up. Prophets are writing books about we're the black Hebrew Israelites and Christianity. But when you run up against this kind of stuff, because they go to the Internet,
mm-hmm.
and they try to find stuff to learn on YouTube, and when you run into this kind of stuff that's on YouTube, it turns people completely off. So I just want to know what you guys think. Anybody else have a comment?
I think that, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Personally, I think that a lot of this is all prophesied, and when, you know, when it comes to prophecy, there's nothing you can do. It's going to happen. You know, just like all of the slaveholders that cut the bellies of the pregnant women and smashed the heads of the babies, and all of the other horrible atrocities that have taken place, you know, because of the curse. These are things that that are going to happen, there's not a whole lot we can do. We can distance ourselves, and we can. I think it's a good idea to make a public apology, a formal apology to the young lady. I couldn't hear too well exactly what was taking place, but you know, these things, they are rampant. The truth of the matter is there are all kind of hate groups, white and black. But we know that when it comes to us, we're always going to be targeted as opposed to all of these other more formalized types of religion. You know, all of these major religions are having problems. You know, there are cults springing up all over the world. Israel itself has over 180 cults alone, you know, if not more by now. So, you know, of course you don't want to associate or you don't want to affiliate yourself with any of these things. It's all a turnoff. But as I said again, you know, it was prophesied that there's only going to be a few of a few of a few, you know. And there's another prophecy, I'm not a Bible scholar. Yaina, you may know exactly where it was said, you know, to come out of her, my people, lest ye be partakers of her plagues. You know, it's not a good place to be right now with all of this that is going on. So, you know, we need that think tank. We need the think tank because these types of things are a lot of it is they're being devised. You know, they got these people out there, and I'm sure they're paying these people to be out there in these clown suits doing this kind of thing. And they're not a bit more loving God than a man in the moon. And I'm sorry, it's just the truth. They don't a bit more love God than a man in the moon. Because why are you on the street corner anyway? Why don't you go get you a congregation and get you someplace? Why are you out there shouting people down? You know, it's just so obvious. You know, if you're serious about something, you know, go ahead and do it the right way. You know, it amazes me how many religions talk about they talk about God, but they don't talk about love. Mm-hmm. Love should be the foundation of all of any religion. You know, and if it's not, in my opinion, you might as well just throw it away. You know, that's not the way to reach people. It's not the way to reach people. So, you know, again, I'm saying this is an in-gathering right now because the masses are not going to make it. I'm sorry, but the masses are not going to make it. You know, it's not prophesied. Now, I'm not saying that it's the virtual end of Earth. Yah is never going to destroy Earth. But he will bring in his new world order or their new world order, her new, however you want to look at it, choose to look at it. But our Creator has a perfect plan. So, yes, it is time. You know, these things are very disturbing, and they're to take our attention away from him. We just need to keep focused and as the Scripture says, come out of her. You know, if you can't do it physically, do it mentally, and you'll probably still be saved. You know, because what's going on is a frightening reality. But I just want to say that here in Israel, I want all the brothers and sisters to know. I want people all over the world to know that there's a renaissance taking place here. And there are people that are coming here to celebrate the Passover from all over the world. And as I said before, we have Africans here from all over the place. They're refugees, but they're still here. And that is symbolic. It's significant that they are here. You know, it's significant that people are, for the first time in thousands of years, coming here to Israel under one banner to worship the God of Israel. That's significant. And the whole world should be happy. Why? Because, you know, when the God of Israel, when the energy of love and change and whatever Christ energy, whatever kind of energy you want to call it, it reaches our planet and reaches the minds and hearts of everyone, it's going to change everything. And so we should want this to come. We should want worshiping of these demons and worshiping of money and all of these other things that have never worked for us, we should want to see an end to it. So all I can say is we just need to continue, be focused, and Yah will make a way for us, because many of our own family members will not make it. This is not something for the faint at heart. You know, we have to get strong. And I'm telling you that there are brothers and sisters here that have been through the fiery furnace. And so we're here for you. Want you to know that. You know, this is a glorious time. You know, but you have to come out of that. Don't partake of that. Don't even put your mind there. Just stay focused on doing the right thing, and you will be all right.
Hallelujah.
I want to make an announcement for you all. We have a lot of people on the line. If you would like to become a part of our conversation, please push 1. You are more than welcome to be on the line. And I wanted to say something in reference to what you just said. You know, I know a lot of the street preachers, and they are pretty good guys. You know, they've been at it a long time. They're exercising their right of freedom of speech. You know, they're out there for the first time. Black men have stepped up, and they're out there with Bibles in their hand, and they're preaching the word, and they're giving the identity to our people as to who they are as they walk by, and they're making a difference and a change, and I think it's a beautiful thing. But there are as many as you have that are good. There are those out there that are unlearned. Some people are deliberately out there to sabotage. Some people are out there to report back to the government. Some people are out there as agents. I mean, all these things are out there, you know, and it's very difficult for the people who hear it to be able to decipher who's who, you know, and that is why we made this to be a topic today, because this is something that we have to address, and you're absolutely right. I've been screaming this for the last 2 years to certain people, you know, that love has to be the key, and it is the key that is going to drive people to come to want to know. That is the reason why we are building the Nation of Yehuda, because we are going to operate, we are operating in love. We don't, and if you want to go to our website, we have a declaration that we are not a cult. We will not act as a cult. We will not expect you to look a certain way or to dress a certain way. We do follow the laws of Yah, and we do follow our clothing laws, where we do not mix fabrics, and we do wear our boots on our clothes, and we do keep our dietary laws and our holy days. And we believe in the Ten Commandments and all that. So all of those things are there for us that we follow, and we believe in that. But when we have young people out here like we just heard, and the young man said, I'm going to be happy when I rape you, and you're going to like it too, and I'm going to be glad about it.
Have mercy.
And, you know, when you have them, and they're reporting this on the news, on CW7 News, we've got to do something, because if we don't do something, everything we're going to do is going to be laughed at, and nobody's going to take the real people serious. So, you know, as a nation, and as for all of the other groups and nations that are out there, this is why we all come together and we support one another, because, you know, we've got to show a difference. And I heard a young lady tell me from Brooklyn, she said, you know, Yaina, she said, I don't believe that the real Hebrew Israelites have stood up yet. She said, because when you look around at the people that are out there now, you know, they're teaching hatred, they're teaching division, they're against women. I mean, it's just going from one extreme to the other. She said they don't really want to stand up when the time comes. She said, but when the real Israelites come about, she said, I'm not saying all of them aren't real. She said, but the majority of them, I don't think they're real. She said, when the real Israelites stand up, and they're going to go forth, it's going to be a whole totally different event. Everybody's going to be on one accord, moving towards the same direction and making it happen. And I have to agree with her to a point, because there is no reason why. And I stopped it a long time ago. I hung the pom-poms up. I'm not getting ready to jump up and down and encourage people. Come on, you can do it. Come on, don't be afraid. Come on. That's over. Because guess what? If we're out here and we're willing to do whatever it takes to put it on the line to get you to see who you are, and that Yah loves you, and that you're not
is at the bottom. You are actually the apple of his eye, and you mean everything in the world to him that we are just going through. We were a nation on probation, and we failed probation, and this is our punishment. Our ancestors failed probation, so as a result of it, we're experiencing the punishment from it, and that there's an end to this, and this won't last forever. What more could you ask for? I mean, at this point, you know, but we're doing it in love. We're trying to support. We're trying to help everyone, everything that we can. Brother Adonia, I want to acknowledge him today because he is the director of our Aging, Bereavement, and Disabilities Department with the Nation of Yehuda. And what we're going to do in that department is we're going to help those people whose family members pass away and you may need assistance with your funeral arrangements or something like that. We need you to go online and look at his department. He has a phone number and an email address, and we want you to email him if you need help with something, and we will let you know to what degree we will be able to help. We're trying to put our funds together so we can at least try to donate some money to the funeral home, and we'll do whatever we can to try to help you. This is a part of the services that the Nation of Yehuda is providing to our people, because every little bit helps. And what we're trying to do is let you know we do care, and from that gesture of kindness, introduce you to who Yah is and what the plan is, because we have a home outside of this place. We have a land outside of America that we were brought here. Our ancestors came by force, and there's an expected end for us, that this time is almost winding up, and we are expected to go back home. And that's the big buzz now. Everybody's talking about preparing to go home. So
that
is all our purpose is to teach and get people ready. Brother Domingo, you want to say something?
Yes, I did. I wanted to say that those that are teaching that hatred, they should be hating themselves, because our forefathers was the ones that put us that led to this captivity. You understand? Because and those people that hold us in this state of mind that we're in, they are just to stick to beat us, to give us that whipping that the Almighty had set aside for us. You understand? Our forefathers did evil in the eyes of the Almighty. You understand? And so those people are only the ones that helped to bring us into this captivity. The Almighty, you know, like you had mentioned, you understand, we was a nation was under a probation period, and we messed up. You understand? Our forefathers out, and we keep on messing up when we keep on doing these things about cussing people out and all of that. You understand? That's not godly. You understand? And see, that defocuses us. You understand? You know, and that don't do nothing but get that's fuel for them, for that fire that they have against us. You understand? So what we need to do here is we need to start building up agencies that's going to make us look like a nation, look like a people's. You understand? We need, see, our children is at stake here. You understand? When we start talking about having these militant feelings against all these other folks, all these folks that keep us captive, you understand? What that does is that helps them choose who going into captivity first. You understand? Who going to be locked in those concentration camps? If you go on the internet, you'll see what they got in store for us. You go to Alex, what's his name?
Alex Jones, yeah. I mean, Alex Jones,
and he'll tell you what they got set up for us, man. And we have, you know, and we ain't doing nothing but fueling that fire, you understand? And we need to get away from that. We need to show some righteousness and stand up, you understand, for righteousness. Now, there's nothing wrong with protecting our image. There's nothing wrong with that. But we don't have no right, you understand, to go up to try to fall on nobody else, you understand, for how they treating us, because our forefathers is the ones that facilitated us into this mess. You understand? And the only way for us to get out of this mess is in righteousness, how we treat one another. You understand? If we don't start treating one another better and build these agencies, you understand, so that when we go back, we can just fall right on into treating one another with righteousness, you understand, and love. You understand? So, you know, all of that don't do nothing for you. You understand what I'm saying? When you go home, you still got that hatred, and then you can put four or five more people on that in that hatred by what you said out your mouth. You understand? So they've been misled if their peoples that they're around allow them to continuously to do that. That's not righteous. They need to take that energy and put it towards building something. That's what they need to do. All that energy is spouting out there, you understand, that's not doing nothing but putting a nail in our coffin. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I completely agree. And those are the things that we have to deal with, because we already know what it is. I mean, we have talked, I believe that's why this show has been so popular, because of the things that we have informed the people as to what's getting ready to happen. You all don't know how close we are to civil unrest. You do not know how many. President Obama has signed over 1,000, listen to what I'm saying, 1,000 executive orders in place. We are so close to civil unrest to the point where it is really, really scary, to the point where, you know, they are recruiting closed down military bases and closed warehouses and train tracks and turning them into concentration camps and doing certain things and getting all this stuff ready. This is happening for a reason, people. This is happening for a reason. They read the same book we read. They know exactly what's supposed to happen and when we're supposed to leave and what is supposed to be done and how what's supposed to be done to us. They are preparing and passing laws so that certain things we say out of our mouths will break the law and they will lock us up. This is not anything out of the norm. You know, we have concentration camps all over the country. Matter of fact, here in Cincinnati, it is rumored. Now, I don't know how true it is, but it is rumored that down on Central Parkway where the Cons building used to be, they're getting ready to put one of those concentration camps right there in the heart of the city. And we already got three jails in the city. We have three jails in this city alone. So, I mean, we have really got to start paying attention to the things that we're trying to tell you, because we're not here to hurt you. We're here to give you as much information as possible. Our civil liberties is gone. And when the white people stand up and say, hey, you have kidnapped and hijacked our country, the Constitution is not the Constitution anymore, and we're basically under tyranny, and this is no longer a country that's ran by a Constitution, but it's ran by corporations, and everything that you do is set up for the corporations. When you understand what's really going on, you have to be wise. I'm not saying don't minister. I'm not saying don't preach. I'm not saying those things, but you have to be wise and strategic in the way you do things so that it don't, one, get you through in jail, and two, make it difficult for everybody else when we start to recruit and do things, because we will not operate that way. We will not have people going through those kind of things. So I don't think that any of us should be on YouTube talking about raping women, ravishing houses, beating up white people, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just too much. I mean, because our goal is to educate so we can get back home. That is our main objective, is to get our people educated to the point where they know who they are, change our image so that we can start focusing on moving in the direction of going back home. Sister Mahalaya, you have anything you want to say?
No, not at this time.
Brother Adonai, I think he put his phone on mute. If anyone would like to join in this conversation, please feel free to push 1. We want to hear what you have to say. If you have not seen our website, we do encourage you to go on our website. It is www.noymonarch.us. And we have our departments. We're continually adding departments. We started our School of Knowledge last Wednesday, and it was a great success.
We still have people emailing us wanting to be a part of the School of Knowledge. And I have a couple of Hebrew Israelite brothers that I have approached to actually teach some classes in our school, and they are ready. These are Christian people that are hungry. They're ready. They want to know. They're some of them are skeptical. Some of them aren't quite sure, but they're there, and they're listening, and they want to know what we know, and they want to understand what we understand. This is a perfect opportunity for us, you guys. This is a beautiful day that we're able to sit down and do these things, but as long as we have these young people out there and old people out there talking about you, they about to rape white folks and white folks and this and that, man, you got, we're going to have to stop. Because our job is to educate our people. Whatever punishment the Most High is going to give those nations, that's coming in regardless. Our job
that
is to educate
correct.
Our people and start and help us, because we've got to have enough food and sustainability to be able to manage through what's getting ready to come upon us, because something is getting ready to happen.
That is absolutely correct. That is our job. That is our responsibility. If we don't do that, you understand what I'm saying? What are we here for? We've been left in we've been left to do something about our the reestablishment of our name, you understand, so that we can go home, you understand, and the Almighty will bless our hand. Trust me, man. He ain't gonna let all of this stuff happen to everybody. Some of us is gonna survive out of this mess, and it depends on you. It depends on how you treat. Whether or not you have that righteousness in your, that fire in your belly to start doing something for the nation, you understand? And my suggestion here is that if you have some fire in your belly and zealousness for the Almighty, then join on to some of these agencies that are being set up, so that we can make a move here, you understand, to help our children, because that's who's at stake right now. Our children, man. I've been here a long time, you understand? So I want something that my children can grasp hold to, my great-grandchildren, you understand? So I need them to be involved here, because, see, it's going to be a difficult time for them if we don't do nothing in the here and now. That is my cry here, you understand, my plea. Yeah. Let's try to do something, you understand, that's going to uplift the name of the Almighty. Hallelujah.
And you know what? I was doing research, which I always do. This show has basically been dedicated to research, because I feel like there's nobody out there telling you what's going to come upon you. Everybody's preaching Yah, and that's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. There are some people preaching end-time prophecies, and that's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. But there are some things that you need to know about the land that we are yet living in and the things that they're going. I was researching some things last week, and it scared me. And I really don't get scared easy. But I was ready to leave at that point. I was like, oh, I'm out of here. I was ready to pack up, sell up everything, and just get out of here. And it took one of the sisters that's a part of the nation of Yehuda to say, Yaina, the Most High has it. We're going to be all right. We're going to follow his lead, and he's going to make a way for us to get where we need to go. We don't have to rush. We don't have to run. We do have to prepare. So the purpose for this show, and like I said, we've had 6,000 people archive this show and listen to this show because of the things that we're talking about, because of the things that are going on to prepare our kids and our teenagers. It's going to be hard to organize in them concentration camps and putting these people in concentration camps. It's going to be hard, but hold on. I want you to hear some more things that we're getting ready to come up against. Give me one moment. Here we go.
Committed a crime, obtaining a warrant to slow down that process. Oh, and to slow the process down, if we have to ask for ask a judge to research authorized dollar cell phone records to find a missing person, call me.
A cell phone warrant usually took me about 15 minutes. Once you've written one, you've written all of them. You know, warrants are in our Constitution. You need to get a warrant before you search or seize anything. But apparently the Constitution no longer applies.
The ACLU saying in the report this has become big business to service providers. The practice is so common that cell phone companies have manuals for police.
If my cell phone company is going to give up my information, I think they need to send me a note in the mail saying, we gave your information to a third party. because they always tell you we're not going to give your information to a third party.
But they also found training manuals, like one from the Iowa City Police Department that says, in quotes, do not mention to the public or the media the use of cell phone technology or equipment used to locate the target subject. The manual also advises not to put this stuff into the police report. So, doesn't that make you feel safe? Law enforcement is doing something that they know is probably causing public outrage, at which they know raises legal questions. So their solution, not to stop doing it, no, of course not. Their solution is just to hide it from you. Unless they suspect me of a crime, the police do not need to follow me. That's why they need probable cause. People say, what do you have to hide? I don't have anything to hide, but the police don't need to follow me if they have no reason to think that I'm an Al-Qaeda. And by the way, I'm not an Al-Qaeda. You know, it's just another sign of our ever-expanding surveillance state. One that's being sold to the people as a buffer against terrorism. But the truth is, it's being used by law enforcement all the time to track people that have nothing to do with a terrorism-related investigation.
It started with the FBI, and the government said, oh, we have to let the FBI do it because they're tracking terrorists. Now, it's no longer terrorists. It's every case, any conceivable case, and it's no longer terrorists, and it's no longer just the FBI. It's all the local police as well. So, there you have it. That's how we destroy our Constitution right in front of our eyes.
The ACLU's most recent info sheet says that 1.7 billion, with a B, emails, phone calls, and text messages are being intercepted and stored by the U.S. government.
Now, the CIA, or the Central Intelligence Agency, prides itself on being the best spying machine in the world. But how much are new technologies that, you know, we're all growing to love, growing to depend on, making the job easier for them? Social networking, a variety of gadgets that we all use that are now connected to the Internet, like your PlayStation, your smartphone, your GPS, soon enough, even more devices inside your home.
And then they have the Secretary of Defense, they have the CIA director in there, Petraeus, saying, oh, we're working with industry to have bugs and tracker systems built into all appliances. Your dishwasher is going to be listening to you. Watch what you say. We don't need warrants anymore.
It's a really scary world with scary possibilities out there. Congress.
All right, what do you have to say about that? You see how serious they're shutting this stuff down? Nothing is sacred anymore. Nothing is private anymore. Nothing you do is confidential anymore. And I know that personally because we had an issue in our family here recently where the police was looking for someone and they accessed everybody's information, phone, Facebook pages, everything. They went up in everybody's so-called private information to get information. There's nothing private anymore. So where are you going to hide? I mean, especially the ones that's out there rah-rahing and whoop-whooping and telling people they're going to rape them. Where are you going to hide? They're going to come
I
get
know
you
that,
first.
You know, what's so ironic here is that they could suspend the Constitution where it says in the Constitution that they need a warrant to come in your house. They suspend all of that stuff, man, and do what they want to do. You understand? So,
yeah.
So, our trust got to be in the Almighty, and we got to do righteousness. If we don't do righteousness, you understand, we're defeating our purpose here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're contributing to our own demise. You understand? We got to contribute to our success. You understand? Our best well-being. You understand? And that's only going to be done in righteousness. We don't have no weapons of mass destruction to ward off anything. You understand? All we got is the Almighty, and He will protect us in righteousness, not in evil and wickedness.
And you know what's so scary, Brother Donia? This is what's so scary to me. I mean, I look at the whole Hebrew-Israelite movement. I watch how people are functioning, and it's almost like they're trying to agitate an incident. They're trying to create an incident and say, see, y'all going to protect us no matter what we do. No. And let me say this to the Hebrew Israelites, the ones that are doing something positive. Let me say this to you so you understand. According to that word, His word will not come back void. Now, if you get in the way and try to alter it or change it or direct it in another direction, you're the one that's going to catch it. Nobody else, everybody else is on the chessboard where they're supposed to be. We cannot rush Israel. Israel is not ours yet. Israel is occupied by the Israelis, and that's how He wants it. That's how he positioned it. And until that time comes, when it becomes our land and only our land, only the Most High knows that, everybody's trying to rush up in there and take it over and establish governments and run it on our own. No, 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 no. We are going to, if he allows us to go in there while they're there, we will be in there while our land is occupied by someone else. We still have to respect the laws. We don't break God's laws, but we still have to respect the laws. We have to live there, and we have to learn how to do like everybody else there is doing, cohabitate. And that's what we have to do. Then you have those one groups that are out there. Get them, y'all. Y'all going to get no, 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 no. You have to do and stay in your lane and do what the Most High tells you to do, or else you will be the one he will wipe out. Because his plan is going to go through whether you like it or not.
That is correct. Yes, and what happened is that he spoke to the, he gave us a commandment spoken through the mouth of Zephaniah. Our only job is to gather ourselves, you understand, in righteousness. Seek righteousness and humility before the great wrath, before his great wrath. And he will hide us in the day of his great wrath. That's what he said. This is what the Almighty said. This is not my verbiage. This is him talking to us through the mouth of Zephaniah. And Zephaniah is one of my favorite prophets, you understand, because he prophesies in the first chapter. It allows the Almighty is going to do certain things. He's going to bring desolation and destruction to a certain amongst a certain people. And in the second chapter, the first verse, he said that we need to gather ourselves. That's what we need to do. We can't even consider anything that the Almighty going to do, because that's on him. Our only job is to gather ourselves in righteousness and humility. That's what we need to do. You understand? If we don't do that, you understand what I'm saying? What are we doing? I don't want to be a part of what we're doing if we ain't doing that. That's my whole thing. I'm not going to try to be a part of anything that ain't trying to gather ourselves and seeking righteousness. And righteousness to me is that where we got to, it's shown on in how we treat one another, how we establish agencies that's going to uplift the name of the Almighty. That's what I'm going to be a part of. I ain't going to be a part of none of that. Standing on the corner screaming and howling and shouting, you understand what I'm saying, and calling people out of their name. I don't think that's righteousness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mahalia, you have something you want to say?
I think that Brother Adonia is absolutely correct. I have been there, done that, even to the point of coming home. And then you have your people that are over here clowning and acting a fool. You know, so what can I say? All I can say to the people is, you know, if you have eyes to see, you know, see. If you have ears to hear, hear. Because nothing is going to get any better. This is it.
Nothing is going to get any better.
It's only going to get worse.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's all going to be a few. So if you're waiting and really thinking your 401k is going to help you, if you're really thinking, okay, you know, the White House and the picket fence, and you know, I really feel sorry for people, because I make such an effort to try to warn people, to let them know what time it is. You know, and our people, they looking at all the luxury and the bling and this and that, and that's what they want to buy into. But all of that is just to lure you into a sense of security. But there's nothing secure about the state of the world today. We have to go back. You know, we have to go back. You know, the world should be looking for the sons and daughters of Zion to rise up again. Because when you look at the state of the world, you know, like I said, I could pick on America and say America. Well, I could say Israel for that matter. I could say Germany. I could say Great Britain. Oh, she's the mother, the the great mother, the whore, or whatever. You know, we could go on and on with the game. But the bottom line is, when the real sons and daughters of Zion stand up, that's when the God of Israel is going to enact whatever it is his divine plan. So please, you know, it really, really looks as though, oh, well, these doomsday prophecies have been around for hundreds of years. Yes, they have. You are absolutely right. They have been around for centuries. But when you know the signs, when you know the signs, and this is what I'm shouting to the rooftops, you have to know the signs. Nothing is going to get any better. Position yourselves. Please position yourselves. Get with a legitimate organization. I did a video on how to recognize a cult because people need to know.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, you could be sitting in a church and be in a cult. You know, there's certain things that you need to know. You know, you should always be able to ask questions. You should not have to, you know, I feel like you should position yourselves and not look at all of these materialisms and all of that and want to just stay in that state of mind. But at the same time, you know, if somebody's coming to ask you, will you sell your house, will you sell your car, know where that money is going.
Mm.
It's not supposed to go in their pocket. It's supposed to go, it's supposed to go into some kind of fund where everybody knows and they have checks and balances to keep the ones that are at the helm of that particular project in check.
That is correct.
Ever just sign over any and everything to someone that you know little about. You have to be wise. You have to open your eyes and hear. You open your eyes and see and open your ears and hear. Nothing is getting better. The world is crumbling all around you. I heard that there's bankers that are committing suicide. I mean, if you just look at the signs, people, look at the signs. This is not going to be around. You give it 10 years at the most.
Position I wouldn't say
yourself.
10 years.
I'm not saying 10 years. I'm just saying don't bank on this. They're taking Social Security away. They're taking all your rights away. So, you know, like I said, but at the same time, be of good courage. Know that there is a plan. It's Yah's plan. Know that there is a plan. You know, do your research. Do your homework. You know how to recognize a cult. I mean, you have to be, you really have to be, you're not using common sense when you want to go and sign yourself over to some of these groups. Just look at the way that they behave. All you have to do is use the common sense that Yah gave you. You know, are they talking about coming home? What solutions are they talking about? If all they're doing is spewing hatred, then, excuse me, then that's not who you want to be affiliated with. So, you know, basically that's all I have to say because, you know, we're talking about something that's already dead and stinking, in my opinion. You know, we're talking about beating a dead horse. We're talking about a society that is in a state of decay. Come out of her.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? Did you ever think that we would see it in our lifetime? You know, you watch it, and it's like, you know, the manufacturing part of America is gone. You know, they bailed out the bank. The Obamacare program is really being used to further the agenda of the one world government, but it's also to bail out the insurance companies. So when you understand that and you realize that once a company is unable to sustain itself through its own manufacturing, through, you know, exporting goods and really being a part of the international market, and it brings me – I have to say this. It brings me to another topic, but to finish this point, once you see that, you have to realize that in the Word, the Bible – The prophecies are unfolding right in front of our eyes. And I connected with a lady a couple of days ago, and she was from San Diego. And I hope she's on the line. I did invite her to come to the show. She's actually going to be a part of our school. She's signing up to be a part of the school
and she's very well aware of the fact that she is a Hebrew Israelite. But she introduced me to the African American nation. And, you know, I did send an email to invite them to the show, you know, because I think the brother had been on here once before. And I made a very valid point to her, you know, that the Most High is not going to allow there to be an African-American nation. There's no such thing as an African-American nation. The nations that we have on the earth today that are involved in all of the international summits, the G12 and the G whatever summits that they have already been mapped out in Genesis chapter 10. We African-American people are from one of the greatest nations ever formed on this earth. We have just been displaced from our nation. So, I mean, I commend them for doing what they're doing, and they're talking about going back to Africa. Everybody's talking about leaving America. And the thing about it is, you know, once you get to whatever location you're going to be at, I'm praying that the Most High opens up everyone's eyes to see, because we don't want to have to be assimilated into any more cultures. Our probationary period, our punishment for failing probation is up. And 2019 is rolling up on us really, really, really quick. I mean, that's 5 years away. So when you talk about trying to go through the church and be having access to going to church and to introduce the church to this information, and those that will believe it and those that won't, will be the difference of those being saved and those being lost. It's going to be as simple as the night before whether you put the blood over the doorpost or not, because that next morning somebody's going to be dead or somebody's going to be left. So, you know, we're doing everything in our power. We're crying loud in love to get everyone to understand, you know, that we're not here to come down on anybody, but we're here to let you know that this stuff is serious. I mean, hold on. I want you to hear something. It's 2 minutes. Hold on one moment. Here we go. I think it's gonna play. Hold on. I don't know what's wrong with my computer. Please bear with me. We might not be able to get this to work right now, but I wanted you to hear where Vladimir Putin sent an emergency warning to the United States. And it's like, okay, what's really jumping off here? Because this thing is really, really getting serious to the point where our civil liberties are gone. We have foreign troops on American soil and military troops on American soil preparing for civil unrest, being prepared to go into people's houses, and they're trying to confiscate the guns so that you have no way to put family, basically. And it's just like, okay, now it's time to come together and pray, because it's going to take y'all to get us out of here.
That is true.
Go ahead, Brother Donnie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've been lulled into a false sense of security. You understand? This is a fantasy world, whether you know it or not, whether you believe in it or not. This is not a real world. You understand? All they talk about is murder and mayhem all over the whole earth right now. You understand? Wherever democracy is, they talking about killing one another. You understand? They talking about murder. You if you turn on the TV, you understand, they got in all the programs that come on TV is talking about murder. You understand? And if it's not talking about murder, it's about some old a homosexual thing or you understand? They got the woman, you understand, half naked on the TV. That's not reality. That's something that they conjured up and put it in front of us to lull us into a false sense of security. You understand? We in big trouble, man. And we sit, and you know what? We're such a gullible nation. We believe anything but what we supposed to believe in. We sure don't believe in the Creator, because if we did, we'll understand. You understand what the Creator had left on record for us to understand, for us to live by. You understand? But these things right here that they got us living under, man, is a false sense of security. You understand? And we need to stop. We need to stop and start thinking about, is this real or is this not? When you don't own nothing, and look here, all the groceries that we buy, we don't produce none of it. You understand? Yeah. They putting HMOs in everything that we eat. You understand? That has that breaks down the metabolism of the body. You understand? Give you cancer. You understand what I'm saying? Diabetes. You understand? High blood pressure and heart problems. All of those things. They didn't have that in ancient times, and not necessarily in ancient times, but when we lived in even Africa, they didn't have that. Not until them Europeans showed up. You understand? So we, you know, they got, and we just fall right all in love with that stuff. Lord have mercy. When we gonna wake up? I just want to know that. I'm trying to figure that out. That's one of my bigger things that I got to find out. Why are we so gullible? But I know why. Because that's part of the curse. You understand? When we recognize the curse that we're under. First of all, one thing that we got to recognize is that we the people of the scripture. We don't even know that.
Yes.
We don't know that. We always think that we just popped up here. I relinquish the mic.
And I think you were talking about GMO. You're talking about the genetically modified foods?
That is correct.
We don't produce no foods,
you understand? So we getting what they give us. You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about from the rooter to the tutor.
That's the truth. I mean, I hate to say it, but you tell the truth. And then the sad part about it is we have another generation coming up, and they're feeding their babies all of this McDonald's and all of this stuff that ain't no good for them. The food that's not real. And we got to get them back to understanding the dietary laws. You got to start eating it the best way you can. With what you can, we have to really start eating it and trying to sustain our lives because, I mean, it is so much stuff out there. They have attacked us from the medication to the food to the housing to every situation that you could possibly imagine. They have it covered. I mean, for real, they even have it covered all of the people that are living out in the country in the rural area. President Obama has passed an executive order that at the time that our country goes into civil unrest, that they will come and confiscate you and move you back within the city limits. So they have all that stuff covered. And I don't care how many they were talking about the bullets that the government has ordered, the millions and millions of hollow point bullets talking about for target practice. And the man asked him, like, well, why do you need those kind of bullets for target practice? Because a hollow point bullet goes into your body and it basically explodes on the inside. So they're getting prepared for something. Something is getting ready to happen. And our goal is to be able to say, hey, look, we've been here 400 years. We've done everything we were supposed to do. The country is not, it's just not what it used to be anymore. There's no need in, what do we need to do? We need to negotiate something with the government where we can say when the time comes for us to leave, let us leave. All those that want to leave, let us leave. Give us a pardon of debt and all of the things that we owe and let us leave here if you want to. Now, he's also passed an executive order that if you leave and you take your money with you, you cannot come back into the United States.
That's fine with me. Okay, let me go
what
a step.
Money? They did away
step.
With money a long time ago.
No, that's right. Okay. Let me go a step further here. Let me tell you this here. You know, a pig is a scavenger, and guess what? They got pig on hamburger and in everything that we eat. You understand? You understand? That's a scavenger that eats anything and everything off the ground. Chicken do the same thing. Turkey too. Turkey does the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? But and see, here's one thing that we don't produce nothing that's gonna sustain us. We need to start getting back to our original dietary laws. You understand? Pretty much because if we keep letting these people feed us and they keep on changing us over to homosexuals and we keep marrying into those other nations, guess what? We ain't going to be here. We're going to be totally annihilated. You understand? So we need to start thinking about what we need to do for ourselves. You understand? We need to take our destiny in our own hands. You understand? Now, if we do that here now, today, we start gathering ourselves and putting in certain things, man, and start producing our own grocery. They got a brother right here in Dublin, Georgia. He got 11 acres. He's producing a lot of vegetation, you understand, that's pure and good food. You understand? His goal is to get 60 acres. You understand? We need to support that brother. We need to get in there and support. You understand? At least we will have some groceries until the Almighty call us back home. And if we trust in the Almighty, he will protect us and watch over us. You understand? Right now we living under the mercies of the Almighty. We trying to gain favor. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah, brother Mahalaya.
you know, all of this reminds me of the children of Israel when they left out of Egypt, you know. And trust me, a lot of them probably didn't want to go. but you know, there was an edict, and they left. But I'm sure a whole lot of them Hebrews, they probably liked that life down there in Egypt. You know, even though they were slaves and they were third-class citizens, second-class citizens, they got used to Pharaoh and the good life and this and that. And why we want to go out in the desert? Why you want to take us out there, Moses? You know, so it reminds me of what's happening right now is what we like to refer to as a similitude, a very close similarity to the Bible, the events that are taking place. And but when the people went out there, the God of Israel protected them, and he performed miracles, and he parted the Red Sea, and he sent manna from the heavens to feed the people, and he sent comforters from time to time for our people. And because nowadays people are looking at these Xboxes, and they're looking at all of these movies, and they're looking at this modern-day technology, you know, and they're marveling at that. And they like to go to church and they like to perform. And, you know, I hope I'm not stepping on no toes, but I'm just telling it like it is. They like to go there and they like to be entertained and listen to the singing and the dancing and all of that. But, you know, when it's time to get up and really do something, you know, that's when that's when it stops for a lot of us. You know, because we want to be comfortable. We want our picket fence. We want to live good. We want to try to be like our oppressors. It's not for us to try to be like our oppressors. It's not for us to even be like some of the Africans. We are supposed to be a light unto the world. And I just want to say that, you know, we need to stop trying to be something that we're not and be ourselves, you know, and go back to our Father's house. And that's where all of our blessings will come, you know. But don't even come to Israel with the wrong spirit, you know, because, you know, you'll be spewed out of this land, you know, just like we were thousands of years ago. So, you know, don't do nothing halfway. If you're going to do it, do it. But you know, all I can say to you is right now, all of these missiles and these bombs and all of this power and might and technology that people are looking at, they're looking at that like it's just really something. But it's nothing. It's nothing compared to the hand of Yah. And he designed all of it anyway. He designed all of it anyway. So really what, you know, it's a doubt and a fear and just a hatred for ourselves. You know, they taught us well to hate ourselves and all of that. But even that wouldn't have been possible without the hand of Yah, the design of Yah. So love yourself. It all starts with loving yourself. It's like going back home, loving yourself, you know, and accepting your punishment, being humble, going back home and doing the right thing. Because trust me when I say to you, there is nothing on this planet that can even – that. It's like an ant trying to move a mountain. You know, none of it scares me. You know, the only thing I can say to you, even for people that are here in Israel already, I tell my brothers and sisters, prepare yourselves. You can be sitting right here. You can be sitting right next to the tabernacle and not make it. If your heart
That's
ain't right.
Right.
That is correct.
That's right. That is the truth.
So, we don't have no business being afraid of what these heathens got out here. We don't have no business being afraid. Trust in Yah. Don't give nobody else more power. Don't trust in him. Trust in Yah. If you don't know how to do that, get to the school, learn what being a Hebrew is, learn, who we really are, because we are the salvation of this planet. Earth needs
That's
us.
That's right. Yes.
Amen.
Preach, girl.
Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty.
I like that you said we are the salvation of this land, the earth. It says the earth is groaning and moaning and waiting on the manifestations of the sons of Yah.
That is correct.
And, you know, we're sitting up here, we really think we know what's going to happen, you know, because of what these little things that they're doing, putting their little silos up and they got their little camps and this and that. We don't really know what they're doing. There might be something that's getting ready to come to this planet that they're preparing for. We don't really know. You know,
it
all
is.
We can do
it
is.
Let me tell you something. It is. It is. This something might come. It is.
Right.
It is. For real.
So what I'm saying is what we need to figure out is how to get out of hell, how to get out of Dodge.
That's right.
That is correct.
That's right.
And if you can't afford a ticket, You need to know how to get your heart right so you can survive the cataclysm or whatever it is that's gonna come.
Yes, sir.
That is the gathering. That is what we're supposed to be gathering. We're supposed to gather ourselves so that we can all feed off of one another, you know what I'm saying, on how to get out of this mess. Ain't no one person got this. Ain't no one congregation got this. You understand?
No.
Together we have it. You understand? If we work together, you understand, and trust in the Almighty and do righteousness and be humble, you understand, the Almighty will provide for us, and he will show us the way that we need to go, and he will protect us in our endeavors. But if long as we sit back here, man, and be lulled into and continuously be lulled into this false sense of security, you understand what I'm saying, we're going to get what folks going to get. And these folks, and trust me, man, see, the Almighty, he said what he was going to do. He said that there was going to be death and destruction, you understand, and desolation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You understand? And we, you know, our hearts got to be in this here to the point where we say, you understand, that we are happy that these things is going to happen. Why? Because we're going home. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's the biggest thing. You know, we can say it 1,000 times, we're going home. We're going home. We're going home. And even though they prepare and they pack up and they try to get everybody prepared to do and fight and stand up and do all the things we do, we are on our way back home. And that's the beautiful part about it all, is that we are on our way back home, and it's a blessing before Yah that we standing here today. Even our generation is even seeing this. I mean, I read about this stuff when I was a young girl and the end time prophecies and the things that were going to happen, but it is happening in our generation that we're the voices that the young people are going to have to say. And you know what? We got the right generation of young people because the right group is ready to stand up like, what y'all needed to do? Just tell us what to do. And we're ready to stand up and do whatever we need to do. But you know what? We got to come together because it's got to be a collective effort. It's got to be done
with
love. You can still get your point across if you want to preach on the street corners that it's time to start gathering and it's time for us to come together. You can. There's a way to say anything. And you just need somebody to show you how to do it and what to say or tone down what you're saying because the young people can gather the young people. The guys that are in prison, let me make an announcement. All of you all that have loved ones, husbands, brothers, sisters in prison, Yah said he's opening up the prison doors. Everybody's going to get a chance to go home that want to go home. This is going to be a worldwide event.
That is correct.
All over the world.
That is absolutely correct. It's going to be, we can stop sitting on the fence here. You understand what I'm saying? And let's do something together that's going to get us out of this mess. You understand? And when I say get us out of this mess, that don't mean for us to pack up, for me, from my point of view, to pack up and leave. You understand? We have to wait for the instructions of the Almighty. See, he's going to reveal to us what we need to do and how we need to do it. You understand? We just have to gather ourselves and in righteousness and humility. And he will show us what we need to do to get out this mess. He's already revealed to me, you understand, about the New Jerusalem. That's right there, opened my eyes. If we can confirm that, we're on our way home. That's part of what we need to be, what we need to know. You understand what I'm saying? And then he's going to start showing us how to get out this mess. But we got to be, the remnant got to be formed. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. And that scripture that you wanted, Mahalaya, is Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 45. And it says, come out of her, my people. Come out, my people, and flee from Babylon and save yourself. Run from Yah's fierce anger. And so, you know, we're preparing because he knows as large as this Exodus is going to be, it's going to have to be negotiated, prepared. He does everything decent and in order, and we're believing that right now wholeheartedly. We're just trying to get to our young people to tell our young people, chill out. Just chill out, just a little bit. Chill out, because we're in the process of getting this thing done. Just chill out. Say what you got to say, but chill in the way you do. You cannot be on television talking about raping people. Chill out. That is not the image that we're trying to portray. We are trying to give everybody opportunity to go home. But at the rate y'all are going, they're going to swoop y'all up and put you in the concentration camp, and we ain't going to be able to get to you.
Yep. It's going to be hell trying to get out that that concentration camp. Trust me. You understand? One thing that Almighty, that you got to do, you understand? We can't dismiss the Almighty's favor. You understand? What I'm saying, what I mean by that is that we can't go around there cussing them folks out. We got to look for the righteousness in the thing. You understand?
Ooh, right.
We can't lose our faith. We can't lose our blessing by cussing somebody out. We got to be more humble than that. We got to represent the Almighty. How can we represent the Almighty when we run around cussing people out? Come on.
how are we going to go to the government? How are we going to go to the government and negotiate the terms of us leaving? And then they turn on the TV and say, is these the people that you all represent right here? And all we can say is, all we can do is drop our heads. Everybody's going to have to chill out. It's time to chill out now, because this thing has to be done strategically, and the government is involved. For this many people to leave this country and go wherever y'all say he's going to send us, it has to be they're going to allow us to leave here without any issue at all whatsoever. But if the guys that are out there getting the Bible in their hand talking crazy, if they swoop you up and put you somewhere, you're not going to be able to help.
That is correct.
You're just not going to be able to help. You're going to get caught up with, you know, and they getting them under the guise of freedom of speech. And they recording it, and they putting it all together. And then when you get ready to go to, when it's your turn to go get your whatever it is you're going to need to leave, or whatever they got going on, well, however the Most High chooses to do it, because no man is going to do it. So we ain't trying to be Moses. We don't want nobody to be like, well, they trying to be Moses, and nobody told them to go do it. We're not saying that. We're just saying that whatever happens is going to be done strategically. Just like Daniel whispered in the ear of the king, he whispered in the ear of three kings in order to make this thing happen. And the same thing is going to happen whoever he chooses to do it, whomever he chooses to have in that position. We've got to be in a position to move as a nation. And all of the rebels and stuff that's out there talking crazy, they say, you're going to have to chill out.
Yeah. You know, the key is in the scriptures. The Almighty will show us. See, in the scriptures, it's going to show us how we can get out this mess. You understand? And each one of those captivities that we've been in, that it speaks of in the scriptures, is got a key to it that fits into how we get out of this mess. You understand?
Yeah.
And You know, and so, you know, and this is, we can't mess that up, man. We cannot, you understand, we can mess it for, up for our, as an individual, but we can't mess it up for the masses, because the Almighty already ordained this. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You understand? And so the individual.
Yeah, we don't want the young people either to get caught up with their mouth. You know, sometimes you got to tell them to chill out. Just because you can say something or you feel like you have a right to say something don't mean you should say it. You don't never have a right to say you're going to rape nobody. I don't care what it is.
That is correct.
You have a right to say that because over here, that's against the law.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, that you can mess it up for your own self.
Yeah.
By using those terms and being a militant, you understand, when the Almighty ain't asked you to do that. You understand? He said, gather yourselves. And we need to read those that are coming into this understanding and those that are in this understanding that read the scriptures need to go back and read Zephaniah again. You understand? When the Almighty told us to gather ourselves, he also said in that scriptures that he was going to gather us. And so the thing that I got out of that is that he will inspire us to gather. And that's a form of him gathering us. You understand? The Almighty is beyond compare, man. We not blameless in our endeavor. We got to do something too. Remember, our forefathers forsook the Creator. You understand? So when we talking about coming back to the Almighty, you understand? We got to show the Almighty that we want to come back. He will bless our hand in that matter. But we can't just back and just say, well, I'm with the Almighty, but we can't do that. But what? There is no but when it comes. There ain't no gray area dealing with the Creator, period. Hallelujah. Did I get cut off or I cut myself off? Hello?
I'm sorry. I pushed you, but I'm
Oh, no,
I'm
I thought
sorry.
I got cut off. I cut
no,
myself
no.
off.
He's talking about Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, where it says, gather yourselves together, ye gather yourselves, O nation not desired. And the scripture tells us to gather ourselves. So all of these things are important. You know, I know we say things that a lot of people feel like they don't want to hear, and the Hebrew Israelites feel like they don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you that this is something is going to happen to the point where it's going to be massive. I mean, they're preparing for it. They're getting ready to go underground. They have military troops on and regular foreign domestic troops on the ground preparing to be able to walk up in your house and take your guns from you, preparing to be able to haul you off to the concentration camps if you don't comply with whatever they have going on. We have to change our image because if not, they're going to group us all together under the same guise as the worst ones out there screaming and hooping and hollering. And then all of the efforts that we've done, the Most High will still save us. But my goodness, does it have to get to that point?
That's what I'll say.
Well, you know, I just have to say they've been trying to provoke race wars for a while now. And that's been thoroughly documented. You know, even during the Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to provoke race wars during that time. You know, they are actually trying to provoke race wars because what they're trying to do is they're trying to manipulate prophecies because there is choice. You know, in everything there is choice. That's what the difference is between us and everything else on the planet. We have choice, and that's why we have had to endure so much because we've made bad choices. Everything else is already in alignment with the Creator. We're the only ones that have choice, you know. So, you know, they're hoping for us to choose wrongly and go and start fighting and get out in the streets and so that they can have some type of martial law and do this and do that. But our people, you know, historically, we've always been very humble, very forgiving, you know, and we've not been sadistic. It's not our nature, you know. So whatever takes place, you know, as I say, it's going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out. But it's not going to go according to their plan. We know that Yah has his own plan, you know. And, yes. You know, as I said before, we have no idea to what extent this whole scenario is going to be played out. You know, when you really see Yah, we don't know how Yah is going to come back. We don't know. You know, all we can do is just, as I said before, and as you've said, try to prepare ourselves in heart, mind, and spirit, you know, and in physically and all of that, you know, because we really don't know. We can speculate all day long as to how these things are going to play themselves out. Only Yah knows the hour. Only Yah knows, because it's all his plan anyway. He's just trying our hearts.
Right.
And we're going to be tried like fine gold, you know. You know, all I can say is just prepare yourself, because everything that looks obvious, that, you know, it's not going to happen like that. I guarantee you, it probably won't even happen that way. When they want to put their hands on the elect en masse, can you imagine what'll happen? Can you just imagine? You know, I said this before. There's something in our DNA, because do you know that our DNA is actually mutating? We're not the same people that we used to be. When you look at the babies, just notice, look at the babies coming into the planet now. They are nothing like us when we were babies. Our DNA is actually changing. So just imagine when they try to put their hands on us en masse, what's going to take place. You know, I've said this before, there's something that happens when animals are under extreme stress. You know, there's something that kicks in. You know how adrenaline will kick in and you get this abnormal type of strength that will enable a mother, if her child is about to be crushed under a car, she can lift that car. There's something in our DNA that will be activated. You know, just let them come and try to put us in concentration camps and see what happens. You know, I'm betting on Yah. I'm not betting on them. So, you know, whatever foolish plans they have, let them try to go ahead on and see what happens. Because all of this has been prophesied. This, you know, yes, they came and they lynched us. Yes, they came and they put us in the bellies of the ship. Yes, they did many atrocious things to us. But this is the appointed time. As sure as my name is the high place of Yah, this is the appointed time. And his words will not fall to the ground.
That is correct.
So be of good courage.
That's right. Absolutely. I also want to make an announcement, too, for you all that are new, that have come online. You're welcome to go to our website. We encourage you to go. It's www.noymonarch.us. And please look it over. If there's something that you would like to do to help the nation of Yehuda, we'd love to have you on our team. We are trying. Our goal is to build our nation and get our people ready to go home. We get an opportunity to leave this land. Our ancestors were brought here by force. We got it. You know what? I had a young man call me from Detroit, Michigan, and he is getting ready to hook me up with a pro basketball player and a pro football player and some of the rappers that are in Hollywood, because I was explaining to him everything that was getting ready to go on. And he was like, you know, we need to get everybody involved. I told him when we come to Atlanta, we want all of the street thugs and the gangsters and everybody, the wanksters. We want everybody to come, because we have things we have to show you. This is serious now. It's some things we have to show you. And if your city is not having anybody sound the alarm to show you exactly what's going on, the nation of Yehuda
will set up an outreach trip to come to your city, and we want the schoolhouse or the Coliseum to be full to let our people know they're getting ready to take the physical paper off of the market, the International Monetary Fund, and the organization is setting up a currency that we know is going to be electronic in a minute, but they're getting ready to set up a worldwide currency. It will not be the U.S. dollar, and they're getting ready to change the money system. So all of the dope dealing and the dope trading and all that stuff is getting ready to be over. They're getting ready to tighten the screws down, and I'm serious about that. So we've got to get to our people and let them know it's time to stop the mess. It's time to stop the foolishness. It's time to go home and get your mama, your baby mamas, get your kids and everybody together so when the time comes for us to be able to get up out of here, you are ready to go. Even if you don't understand it all, it's better to go with us than to stay here. I'm telling you.
That is correct. I agree with you 100%. You understand? If we don't do nothing, you understand? If we want something to change, we got to be the change. You understand?
Well, all they got to do is take away the food stamps and then, you know, you know, like I said, all they got to do is cut off the lights. You know, by the time they get through with our people, they'll be more than ready to go.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
But you know what I always say? Why wait till the last minute?
Well, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
You understand? Why wait till they cut the lights off? You understand?
Because we always do. And we have a lot of area codes on this line right now. Like I said, if you want us to come to your city, we will come to your city and show you what's getting ready to go on. Because guess what? It's not just us talking. The white people talking. The black people talking. The Chinese people. Everybody's talking about it. But we're so busy watching TV and twerking and red bottom shoes and weed and whatever else we put on, they have us completely bamboozled. It's time to wake up because it's getting ready to go down. So if you want us to come and share with you what we have so you can be prepared, go on the website. Email the necessary people and so we can set it up to come to your city because this is serious. And for you all that are in the chat line, we have exactly 13 minutes, and then you will not be able to participate in the show. So I would advise you around 5:25 if you want to continue on with us to call in and to access the chat line. I did put our website address up there so that you can see it because this is some serious stuff. We've been talking. And matter of fact, someone told me yesterday, day before yesterday, that they're starting to put the RFID chip in the newborn babies now. And there was a thing about that, talking about how they are cooking us slowly with the radio waves and the transmitting of the microwaves and the cell towers. And so when they put this actual chip in you, man, they can fry your brain. Do you not know that?
We in big trouble here. If we don't pull our heads out.
Well, I would just like to say, excuse me, Brother Donia.
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say before the time was up, you know, I'm encouraging people that don't understand. You know, you might have a little bit of understanding of scriptures and this and that, but I'm encouraging Yain and Brother Donia to see the video that I did. You could go to YouTube, and the name of the channel is Diary of a Revolutionary, the name of the and look at the four blood moons. You know, I did a video, and I can't even remember the name of my own video. It's Breaking News, Four Blood Moons Over Israel and God's Chosen People. So look at that video. And the reason that I want people to see it is because you have to be able to put all of what we're saying into context.
That is correct.
You have to be able to put it into context. This is not rhetoric. You know, now there have been many, many, many signs. People have become used to hearing end time prophecies. It's nothing new to them. Oh, yeah, that's just them people talking about doomsday and it don't never come and blah, blah, blah. But there are specific signs, even in the Bible, that you can look at. And, you know, and we're used to hearing things like, oh, okay, it's going to be famines, wars, and rumors of war and earthquakes. We've seen all of that. Okay, life goes on. No, look at the video, because all major religions, just like Yaina said, the Chinese, everybody on the planet knows what time it is except us.
That is correct.
Yep.
The house of Israel must be prepared. There is an event that is about to take place, and it is involving Israel. Israel, the Jews, and the Hebrew Israelites, who are very closely connected. Whatever is happening with the Jews is also happening with the children of Israel, and they form this state of Israel over here for us. You know, and for them, so we have to be wise about this. You know, to say that, okay, well, they over there, but we hate them, and this is no. Understand how Yah works.
Yes.
He doesn't do things in a way that you might expect. When it's all over, you will understand that the hand of God is he's a perfect artist. He paints a perfect canvas. So the event that is about to take place is the four blood moons that will ascend over Israel. And it's only happened three times in the last 500 years. The first time was when the Jews were expelled, 1492. The second time was in when the state of Israel was formed. And the third time is when the Jews regained Israel. There's also a Hebrew-Israelite connection, but I'm not getting into that right now. I'm just trying to give you a basic overlay, letting you know each time these four blood moons, which is a total lunar eclipse where the moon appears crimson like blood in the sky, each time that this has happened on the major holy days, Jewish holy days, there has also coincided a major event for Israel, the children of Israel and the Jews. You have to understand this. You can't be ignorant. There's no excuse. Ignorance is not an excuse. So go there and get that information. That event will be taking place starting in another couple weeks, the 15th of April, and there will be four consecutive blood moons falling on the high holy days here in Israel, and a solar eclipse is going to be right smack in the middle of those blood moons. So what does that indicate? It indicates a major event for the house of Israel. Mm-hmm. Know this, people. Mm-hmm. Know this. This is not rhetoric. This has you can go to the NASA website and verify everything that I'm saying to you. But just for your basic understanding and information, look at that video. You'll see a sister with white on, and that's me. And then I will link you to the video, and you get that information. We are serious. We're not just saying this because we want to be popular. We're not just saying these things because we want to get your money. We're not just saying these things because we want to have an organization. We're talking about your lives, people.
Yeah.
Your actual lives. And so if you want to be a part of this great renaissance, you want to look at your babies and know, okay, well, if I make the right choices, because it's all about choice, if I make the right choices now, then they'll have a better life down the road. You know, because to put all your eggs in these evil regimes, that's not going to work. Yah has deemed this the end of the Gentile reign. Do you understand that? This is the end of the Gentile reign.
Yes,
so go there, see that, and know what time it is. This is not idle chatter.
And
know what time it is.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
I wanted to say to everyone that this is, we're running up on 5:30. If you're interested in being part of the School of Knowledge, we have one more week where you can come in and actually be in this class. If you don't, you'll have to wait until next month to a new class starts, and we'll announce the date. If you're interested in being a part of the School of Knowledge, it's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from 7 to 8:30. You can email the director of the School of Knowledge. Her name is Sanaya Israel, and her email address is NOYDOSK at gmail.com. So it is NOYDOSK at gmail.com for the School of Knowledge. And that way we can get you the information that you need, and you can have the software necessary to be able to download so that you can be a part of the school. And also, we also want to let you know, but don't forget about Adonai. He is the Director of Aging, Bereavement, and Disabilities. His email address is N-O-Y, D as in dog, O as in Oscar, A as in apple, B as in boy, D as in dog, at gmail.com. Email him if you have a loved one that is expiring or passing away or has passed away and you need some help. We're going to try to do everything in our power to present some help for you. And what we're planning on doing is reaching out to our brothers and sisters that are in that are part of the Nation of Yehuda or through the Yehuda Project. And if the Most High touches your heart, you can donate some money or whatever. We'll give you the name to the funeral home if you'd like to donate $20, $10, whatever. And then we're going to try to do whatever we can to help in the event that someone passes away, because that's a heck of an expense to have to cover by yourself. What else are we going to say? Don't forget our website is www.NOY, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Rachel, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, .us. That is our website address. Please go on there. We'd love to have you guys on and see where you want to fit in at. We have Christians, we have Muslims, we have Hebrews. All are welcome. We are trying to get our brothers and sisters prepared so that we can get up out of here and we can go home. Sister Mahalaya, she's part of our Homeland News, and those videos, that if you have trouble on YouTube, those videos are also on our website so that you can see them. And don't forget her website is the Diary. What is it called again, Mahalaya? I'm sorry.
It's just a YouTube channel, Diary of a Revolutionary.
Diary of a Revolutionary. You can type that in YouTube, and you'll be able to see all of her reporting. She is reporting directly from Israel. She is actually calling us from Israel. So we have all that information going on. Brother Donia, you have any? Also, one more announcement to the board of directors. We will have a meeting at 6:30. It will be only for 15, 20 minutes because we're getting ready for our school this week, so we won't be on there long. I just have a couple of announcements and some information to give you. Brother Donny, do you have any last-minute words you want to say?
Yeah, shalom, shalom. Sister Malaya, I'm trying to figure out, I heard you mention the blood moon and how significant it was for those Israelis. How significant and what does it mean for Hebrew Israelites?
Well, we don't have enough time to go into it, but it always indicates a calamity and a victory. And so we are looking forward to a victory that will be taking place within the next year or two, because it never fails to indicate a tragic turn of events and then victory for the House of Israel.
Okay, here's what I appreciated if you would do for me. In the last, what do you say, 500 years, they had these blood moons, and it was significant. It showed some significance for those Israelis. You understand? Either they were able to, in 1948, they moved into the land, and they had then there was a Passover, and there was a blood moon, and they celebrated, or whatever. How, if you could email me and let me know where and what it does for the House of Israel. You understand?
I have that.
How did it affect
video,
us?
Yes, there's a video that gives that. And it's talking about the historical connection to the Hebrew Israelites and the blood moon.
That's what I need. That's what I would like to find out.
That information is astounding. So please, you all, go there, know what's going on so that you can be prepared.
Okay. All right. No, I don't have anything else to say. I had a lovely time. We talked about a lot of stuff, and I hope that everything that we said didn't fall on deaf ears. And I implore anybody that's listening in the sound, that hears me within the sound of my voice, you understand, I love you guys, you understand, and I pray that you guys come on board and let's get this stuff done, you understand, let's not wait till the last minute, you understand, the last minute is all right when you're going to the club.
He always say that. Ain't he talking about that? And so guess what? I have invited a bunch of pastors, prophets, religious leaders, people who are head of government, the head of the African American nation, the prophets on truth, everybody on there. We're here to help you. We need to come in. We need to sit down. We need to talk to you so we can at least give you some information as to what's going on. The church is not prepared. I'm telling you, they're not prepared. They are not prepared for what is about to happen, and it is not going to be the rapture. So we have got to get our people prepared. Most people will perish because they haven't made the right preparation. We are not religious fanatics that are just crying out. We have inside information to let you know that you're not prepared for what's been getting ready to happen, and that we want to do whatever we can do. We're going to dedicate a day. I think I'm going to dedicate one day out of the week to do a teaching on end time prophecies so that we can let everyone know what's going on. And if you want to be a part of that end time prophecy class, we need prophets that have insight on the end time prophecies, pastors that know about end time prophecies, so we can sit down at home over the internet, using the internet so that we can come together and interactive software so we can study together from whatever city you're in, and then we'd like to be able to come to your city and sit down and gather our young people together, our dope dealers. We want our street walkers, the girls that are out there selling their bodies. We want everybody there so we can let you know what's about to happen. All the welfare mothers, everybody needs to come because it's all getting ready to start shutting down on us, and we cannot allow our job is to get the information to you. So don't forget our website, www.N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, Y as in yellow, M as in Michael, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Rachel, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, .us. And also, if you want to be a part of the School of Knowledge, you just please email the director, and her email address is NOYD as in dog, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, K as in Kelly, @gmail.com, and she will get the information to you. We need you to do this by today and no later than Wednesday, because we're meeting on Wednesday. Our class is going to start on Wednesday. So if you want to be a part of the class, please do this right now so we can get this email to you. Board Director, 6:30, we're going to have a meeting. Everybody, we love you. We're going to be putting some stuff together next week. Send the word out next week because we're going to play some stuff and give you some information next week so you can start preparing. We'll have a survival kit list together so we can email it to everybody, and they'll know what they need to do, and then we're going to start making it happen. Brother Donia, what time is it?
It's nation-building time. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sister Mahalaya from Israel, we'd like to say shalom, shalom, and thank you for taking out the time to be with us today on the radio show, and we're on our way back home. We hope you're ready for the people that didn't lay flood into that country. All that land that they have sitting desolate, we want to come in there and fill that land up just like they did in Egypt. They gave them Goshen. They can give us that land over there in the corner and let us do it, and the Most High is going to make a way for us to build it. And I look forward to meeting you, and so you can show us what food to eat and what food not to eat. How about that?
We're ready, ready, ready.
All right, then, if that's it, you guys, just say shalom, shalom to everyone, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Too long, too long.
Love song. would write it all about you. Yeah. The words would reflect your inner beauty. Yeah. And the melody, your eyes so true. I love you more and more each day. The world would never be blue. No. Tell them all about your sweetness and the beautiful things you do. All I'm really trying to say.
All right, thank you so much again. This is Yaina Yisrael with the Nation of Yehuda. We are happy to have you. We're glad for the show. We thank you for being continually dedicated to our show. We'll stay on here as long as we can. We're going to try to help our people as much as we can, and we'll see you next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.